On Saturday, April 18th, leaders in Westchester are hosting a Courageous Conversation Conference at Westchester University. The idea is to bring together members of the community to talk about race, gender, sexual orientation, and culture, and how biases affect the way people interact with one another. Joining us to talk about the conference are Westchester Mayor Carolyn Komida and Dr. Lisa Croft of St. Paul's Baptist Church. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So what are you hoping to accomplish with this event?
This is Dr. Lisa speaking, and our main objective is to bring about an awareness of everyone's implicit bias. Today's society, everyone is becoming more and more comfortable recognizing and identifying and controlling their explicit bias. But very little is often spoken on implicit bias. So that's what we're going to be doing on that weekend, on that Saturday, April the 18th, our goal is to open up everyone's eyes to their own implicit bias and take away the negative connotation of bias.
And when you talk about the difference between explicit and implicit, we're talking, I guess, you can say things that are racist that you know are racist, but maybe you don't always understand, you don't recognize within yourself some of your biases. Is that right?
Correct. I mean, an explicit one are the ones that are outward. So right now in the society we live in, we know those things which, the things you shouldn't say or those things that are not acceptable. So we tend to be a little bit more aware and on guard of those things. But those implicit biases are the things that are subconsciously, provoke us to an action. And it's usually associated with some type of negative action, or at least an action that would prohibit a better relationship between those two people or parties or groups.
Can you give us some examples of what sort of actions people might take based on a bias that they might not even really think about? And how would you address that so that those sorts of things wouldn't happen in the future?
We're looking at biases related to race, gender, age, and all of the things that Brad mentioned in the introduction. Mm-hmm. And I think as women, we find that people often respond to us and our capabilities and so on, not with an explicit bias, but a subconscious bias. When my husband and I are together and someone is introducing us, I want to introduce you to the mayor. I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. the person turns to my husband and says, "Oh, hello, I didn't know you were the mayor."
Excellent.
And he says, "Well, actually, let me introduce you to the mayor." And of course, that's, I think, a good example as well.
Excellent example.
So Mayor Komida and Dr. Croft, when people come to this conference this weekend, what sort of workshops, activities, what exactly will people be doing, and how will that help further the goals here?
Well, as we said, there are multiple workshops, and they're going to be workshops in the morning and workshops in the afternoon. They'll be interacting with the facilitator and each other when identifying those biases that they may have against that certain topic and how to work beyond them.
Who are you hoping attends the conference, and how are you reaching out to people to bring them in? How do you make sure you're not just preaching to the choir, people who are already very conscious of these issues?
I would say that even the choir has something to learn. Mm-hmm. and I know I do. And so I think this conference is for the choir and also for people who maybe haven't been part of these conversations before. So we're hoping for all ages. We're hoping for university students, high school students, elected officials, faith community members, maybe some people who haven't been together in the same room lately or ever before.
What would you consider a successful outcome from all of this?
The continuation of the conversation.
Ditto.
It just
Absolutely.
Continues to go on and on and on, where we provoke a desire to learn more.
Carolyn Komida is mayor of Westchester, and Dr. Lisa Croft is with St. Paul's Baptist Church. Thanks again for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Great. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
The Courageous Conversation Conference is Saturday, April 18th from 10 till 2 at Westchester University.